Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupid.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, los cachos!
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man who 26 years ago enjoyed a three-way with the Landers sisters, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, and welcome, you know, Audrey, it's pretty hot.
And the more talented one.
Of course.
Yeah.
And the smart one, too.
Exactly. That's what makes her hotter than
right.
The bimbo.
Right. Right, and Audrey also had a better sense of humor, of course.
Yes.
Which also matters. And also, I know she's the hot one because I can't remember the other one's name.
Judy.
Oh, Judy. Yeah. Well, there was also Anne. Was Anne related to him?
Well, no. Anne was not related.
Oh, okay.
That I know of. Maybe she was.
Could have been an aunt or something, or a third, fourth cousin.
Uh-huh. But if they were related, I would think Anne would have given them better advice than go on to guest star in BJ and the Bear. So.
Probably so. Probably
yeah.
So. And one of them was married to the pitcher, Tom Niedenfuhr.
Oh, really?
I think it was Audrey.
I think so.
That was married to him. Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
I pitched for the Dodgers for a few years.
Yes. He was quite good.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, anyway, welcome, everybody. It's another exciting edition of I'm With Stupid.
Oh,
got a
wait,
few
wait,
people
wait,
listening
wait.
Already.
Not just huh? I'm With Stupid. The number one rated. I'm with
Excuse
Stupid.
Me. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, people do think, right before the show started, I checked out this show on BTR yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like a funny show, and it was. It was a good show in the comedy category. And it was, you know, it was clever, had a good guest. The host was good. And so I started following the show, and I started following the host on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And so the host gets on Twitter, follows me to send me a direct message thanking me for following, and a link to her website and show, and then unfollows me.
Oh, my God. God
listen,
me.
Sweetheart. Listen,
meow.
Sweetheart. We're the number one show.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, who's trouncing who here in the ratings? And I don't want to be that guy, you know, sound arrogant and anything like that. But who does she think she is?
I know. Especially when last Sunday's show, which is currently number one, is probably getting ready to be replaced at number one by our Wednesday show.
Exactly. We're just switching out number one shows.
I know.
That's all we're doing.
God.
Man. Well, anyway, ooh, thanks for the follow. Here's some links to my websites. And then unfollows me.
Mm-hmm.
No, 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 no. Homie ain't going to play that game.
No.
I got some pride.
The entertainment industry is brutal.
It is. It is. It's rough.
It's a good thing we have good friends, like a couple of guests in the room, and then we have the uber lovely Canadian, Jamie, listening in.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Damn, right. And on the blog today at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Ho ho.
We have got Babes Galore.
Yes, we do. We've got the lovely Schmoop, the Miss, the Joe, the Tamara, and Dana, and your BFF.
Oh, yeah. Miss Warrior Cat.
Bomp, bomp. Chica-chica.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, there we go, guys.
There we go. Good show. Let's call it a wrap.
Another big, big, big show in the can.
Had a good day today, so far today, Jay.
Oh, well, that's good.
No problems over there with the family. Went over there.
Bring them some Burger King.
$8.36. They ate it up.
Burger King is an outrage.
Well, but Ryan was awake. Ryan was awake, so I had a buffer.
Now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he'll have to take a nap this afternoon, getting up that early.
Of course he will.
When basketball practice start yet?
It starts November 2nd. Yesterday, actually, he completed his season of cross country. Had his last meet yesterday.
Did that go well?
Well, they didn't make regionals, but they did win their conference. So a shout-out to the ECA Lions, who are the Metro Buckeye Conference cross-country champions.
Outstanding. Here, hold on. There we go.
You okay?
Yeah, all right. Kind of got a little choked up, a little excited for him.
Well, yeah, I am too. In fact, he finished in the conference meet. He finished 22nd out of 60 runners.
All right. Well, that's good.
Which is pretty good, since he actually was just doing the cross-country coach a favor, and was just trying to stay in shape for basketball.
Just ready for those long, tough nights of basketball. You got to go all out for, what do we got, 32 straight minutes, right?
Exactly.
32 minutes of,
yeah,
of clock time. But
you know. Clock time, right.
Right. Got to stay mentally sharp, too, though, all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
Got to stay focused. Got a happy birthday shout out
today. Really?
To our good friend, the lovely Miss Tyla Kells.
Yes.
Birthday today. Having a big celebration up there in Buffalo.
Well, as much as you can.
Party City, I'm sure. Buffalo Rock City.
And you know, that's where the name Buffalo Wings came from.
Of course.
Yeah.
Tyler keeps wanting us to do an Asian celebration show, which, you know, we are all for doing, but she's going to have to come on the show when we do that.
And maybe we'll have Schmoop on that show, too, but you'll find out about that later, maybe Wednesday or so.
And a happy birthday shout-out to my Nana Krita.
Aww.
Who turned 94 yesterday.
Wow. That's impressive.
94. My cousin posted a picture, Nana Krita at the table. Definitely looking like, where's my cake? Where's my cake? Now, let's go. You know, they don't have a filter anymore when they get up to that age. They just say whatever.
Oh, my mom was good at that, and she was only, 84?
All right. So I got a little story to tell you real quick.
Oh, really?
I was in Walgreens
mm-hmm.
this weekend picking up a prescription. Actually, it was one for prescription for mom because I'm a thoughtful, considerate kind of guy like that.
That is sweet of you.
Yeah. And I was also, I had a coupon for three 12-packs of Pepsi for $10. Can't turn that down.
No. God, no.
And so I go up there, and I get the prescription, and I've got the Pepsi, and I give them my, the coupon. And she says, that'll be $32.57. And I said, it's not right, because the prescription was only $14. And I said, you know, that's three for $10, and 10 plus 14 doesn't equal 32.
No, it doesn't.
And she leans back, and she looks at her screen. She goes, well, let's see. And she's, like, looking at the screen, and I said, I'm an educated guy, and I have excellent math skills.
You are a numbers guy.
Yeah. And I said that, you know, and I said, maybe you should scan the coupon. And, you know, and I hate, you know, you hate those people who always tell everybody else how to do their job.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I don't want to be that guy, but apparently she needed that guy at that moment. And then she scanned the coupon and goes, oh, well, it'll be, you know, $24.57. And now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that math adds up. So that's how my weekend went.
Well, did she take a dollar off extra because of your duress?
Yeah, no, she should have.
She should have.
And, you know, anytime the customer has to do the math for you.
You
know,
should have gotten a free Heath bar or something.
Well, it's kind of like being at McDonald's or Burger King, you know, and saying, it's pictured right there.
Yes.
The little picture on your register of, you know, a double cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
Hit that one, and then hit the minus button, and then hit the onions button. Unless you're Crackerville, and then she wants extra onions.
She's funny like that.
She's weird that way.
Yeah, she likes them on her rusty sandwich.
Uh-huh. Well, all right. You got any shout-outs or anything?
Just a shout-out to my son, which I kind of already gave, and he'll be turning 18 this week. He turns 18 on Wednesday, Jay.
Big day. Big day.
He becomes a man. He becomes a man.
Yep. He can register with Selective Service.
Mm-hmm.
And then go buy a pack of cigarettes and a porn mag on
he
Wednesday.
He could.
He's probably not going to, but he could.
Well, not the cigarettes. The porn mag, I don't know.
Is it, could he register to vote?
He is already registered, and he will be voting for the first time on November 6th.
Outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding. Does he know who he's going to vote for? Or is he going to be undecided?
He'll probably write something in, knowing him.
Knowing him, he probably will.
That won't count.
He'll probably vote for SpongeBob SquarePants or...
Yeah, or Bugs Bunny or Courage the Cowardly Dog. And he'll walk away going, ho ho!
I'm clever! Yeah, he'll think he's the only one who ever thought of that.
Exactly.
Because we all did it. In fact, that's a pretty good little memory when I turned 18.
Really?
That is the theme of the show, now that we're almost 15 minutes into it.
Well, you know, these things happen.
Yeah. But talking about when we were 18,
mm-hmm.
and when I turned 18, they they had a thing at my high school on our birthday. One of the teachers or the principal or somebody would take us down and... So we could register to vote on our birthday.
That's good.
Yeah, the idea was that we would then vote against Bill Clinton because all the teachers hated him so much. The teachers
really?
Union. Maybe Dean, right. And, of course, we all went and voted for Bill Clinton because we weren't going to do what our teachers wanted. Exactly. Take that, Terry Stone. So, anyway, so that was one of my first things I did when I turned 18.
One of the first things, as far as voting, when I turned 18, it would have been, I turned 18 in 83, but my first presidential election would have been in 84, and I voted for Jesse Jackson, and then I look back now and go, Jesus Christ.
I voted for
Jesse Jackson in the 1984 Democratic primary, and now he's going, ruff, 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 ruff. And I voted for... I voted for a guy you can't even understand anymore. Ugh.
I voted for Jesse in 88 in the primary. But the really only reason I voted for him was because I wanted, when they read off the vote totals in Boone County, Arkansas, I wanted them to say, and one vote for Jesse
Jackson. Vote for Jesse Jackson. Exactly. There you go.
And I think it was something like six. So I was, again, I thought I was the only one that clever, but, you know.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
And if you like to tell us, listening audience, who you voted for in 1984 or 1988 or in the 80s, you can always call in at 661-244-9852.
Or if you're one of those people like our good friend, Miss Hannah, who was born a year after... I graduated high school. Actually, she was born in 89. Good grief. I was 21. But if you were born, you know, much later and still want to talk about the glory days when you were 18, feel free to call in.
I'll tell you what, Jay. When I was 18, I was a senior in high school, and I was working 30 hours a week at Hardee's.
At Hardee's.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive.
I made $4,000 that year. You know what $4,000 in 1983 as a senior in high school is? It's gold. Gold! I think that's the richest I've ever been.
Well, I tell you what. The summer after I graduated, I worked for the highway department.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Minimum wage, baby.
Yeah.
And I worked out there on the road. We were maintenance crew.
Right.
And I was a flagger.
Oh, that's a good job.
Oh, yeah. I was flagging people down. And that job was either boring or terrifying. There was nothing in between. I was either standing there with vehicles coming at me, honking their horn, waving at me to get out of the way because they weren't stopping.
No, they weren't.
Or I was standing out in the wilds of Newton County, Arkansas, going, there's nobody coming by here today. What am I out here? And the other thing that they had me do from time to time was on the front of the machine laying down the asphalt, shoveling the hot mix.
Right.
Boy, that was brutal. That was brutal.
You know, I worked for ODOT.
Yeah.
For some 12 years. Oh, yeah, there's nothing worse than laying asphalt. Because you got to do it in the summer when it's 110.
Right. Yep. It's already brutally hot out there.
Now, when you were a flagger, did you like me? Because I was a flagger a few points myself. Did you ever get any breast shots from the chicks standing in line?
No.
Oh.
Man. See, why don't you bring that up? What a sad memory. You know, high school sucked. I hated high school. And I got so many sad memories. Those days, and now another one. I never got flashed.
I'm sorry.
They didn't even hardly talk to me.
Really?
Now that I think of it. Not that things have changed since then.
Now, in high school, what did you do when you were 18 in your senior year? Did you play sports, do drama?
Well, little known fact about me, I was on the golf team.
Yes.
And I was actually an excellent golfer. Very, very good. I played with about a 3 or 4 handicap.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My junior year, I finished 6th. At the state tournament out of something like 75.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I could play. And then I just kind of gave it up sometime later. It's an expensive hobby.
Yes, it is.
So, anyway, so I played on the golf team, and I was editor of the newspaper.
Wow, I'm going to start calling you Jay Bernstein or something.
Yeah, there you go. I was the editor of the Goblin newspaper.
Yeah.
I was the sports editor my junior year, which didn't really, it was just a title. It was just a fancy title to have on the door.
Yeah.
But I didn't actually, yeah, just all I did was, you know, I was the only one writing about the whatever, the volleyball team. And the,
I was going to say,
yeah,
the girls' volleyball
know,
team. You took a lot of pictures, didn't you?
They're like, well, you know, this is great that you have 4 articles on the girls' volleyball team, but the football team's at the state tournament. I'm just wondering if you wanted to cover that, too. Well, I guess. And we didn't have a budget. I covered the football team, made it, to the state semifinals. Oh, this is actually my junior year. They made it to the state semifinals in football, and I listened to the game on the radio and wrote my little write-up of the game.
I'm sure it was exciting.
Oh, yeah, it was great. And then, of course, my senior year, the football team really stunk. So,
yeah.
So what all were you involved in?
I was a drama queen, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, was?
What's that?
I said, what do you mean, was?
Oh, now that was hurtful.
Cheap shot.
I don't know. I was in all the plays and everything. And I think my senior year, we did Oklahoma. That was the big musical. And I played Ali Hackam, the Persian peddler. And if you've ever seen the movie version, that would be the role portrayed by Eddie Albert.
Who was nothing compared to you in your portrayal.
Exactly not. I was awesome.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. I was in all the plays. I was in You Can't Take It With You, The Real Inspector Hound. Oh, my God, I was amazing. Although,
excellent.
I'll tell you what, Jay, when we did the musical Oklahoma, we had a little dust-up.
Of course you did. Oklahoma.
The actress who got the lead, Lori, the male lead, Curly, was portrayed by a black man, and she did not want to kiss him.
Oh. You had a little racist
lead. Yeah, I had a little racial incident here at Springfield North High School.
Oh, boy. I can't believe Jesse Jackson didn't show up.
I know. And she actually went on to become an actress of note. And, I saved that. I'm going to dump it out on Facebook at one of these days. They had to split the role. Two shows it would be the white lead, two shows it would be the black lead, and there would be no kissing.
No smoochy smoochy.
No. Selma came to bag wine that day.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Well, what was the first R-rated movie that you saw once you turned 18?
I think it was the video I shot of my girlfriend at the time on our at senior prom.
That doesn't count. Yes, it was a wondrous time of VHS.
Uh-huh.
VHS machines and the big and nothing better than those 72-pound VHS recorders that you could buy.
Exactly.
They were the size of a great big, you know, movie studio handycam almost.
It was a little easier though because I had my older brother shooting the B-roll. And my girlfriend at the time and I, you know, he shot us in her dad's 65 red Cherry red Mustang convertible. Oh,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hope you had decent lighting.
Yes, we did. We were outside.
I didn't engage in such immoral activities.
Of course you didn't.
Yeah, because nobody would. I mean, but, you know, again, sad times. Anyway,
sad
the first
time, sad times at Ridgemont High.
That's right. the first R-rated movie I saw was Platoon.
Mhm.
So, anyway,
it's funny.
I got to go to an R-rated movie, so I went.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's funny that you mention movies because. You know, when I was 18, you know what the most popular movies were?
What?
Paris, Texas.
Okay.
Risky Business.
Okay.
That's a good one. That's
yeah,
very 80s.
Yeah.
Very iconic of it. And The Right Stuff.
Very Rebecca De Mornay.
And
The Right Stuff. The Right Stuff was an excellent movie.
Yes, it is. And then War Games.
Yeah. Matthew Broderick, Ally Sheedy.
Yeah. And that is also one of my favorite movies. And it comes in at number 7 in 1983. The King of Comedy.
Oh.
Robert De Niro, Jerry Lewis. Very dark comedy.
Excellent. Well, it's got Jerry Lewis. You know it's going to be a great. You know.
Yeah, but he was actually serious in that movie.
Well, I know, because he was a serious man.
Yeah, my God.
So, a great, great actor.
Mm-hmm.
He had to carry De Niro through that whole movie. Well, I'll tell you, there were some pretty good movies in 86.
Really? Like what?
Top Gun.
There you go. And which you refer to as that volleyball movie.
That volleyball movie, one of the great homoerotic scenes
mm-hmm.
you'll
you
ever come
Marcus
across.
You and Marcus Bachman love that movie.
Yeah, you got Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
And the other two dudes out there, no
Anthony
shirt.
Anthony
Edwards, Dr. Mark Green, yep. And the other guy, and they're out there with no shirts on,
mm-hmm.
tight jeans, and they're all oiled up.
Yes, they are.
You know it, man. That was hot.
It was.
That was hot.
It's funny we didn't mention this on the Man Crush show.
No, I know. I can't believe we forgot about that. But, of course, there was also, speaking of Matthew Broderick, he came back in 86 with Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
There you go. One of the greatest movies ever.
damn funny. I know a guy who got it and walked out of that movie.
You're kidding.
I know.
How can you not like that movie, whether you like him know. Or not? That is a great movie.
To have it just kind of mind-boggling. Get up and walk out of that.
And I'll tell you what, I had a crush on the mom. She was hot.
She was, yeah.
I don't even know her name, but she was,
Her name was...
Oh, God.
Her name...
You went
her
to the
name
Google
was,
mobile, didn't you?
Her name was Cindy Pickett.
Ugh, I don't like to picket that.
I put a picket fence around her.
Mm-hmm.
She's got two movies coming out this year. My
Who's
God, she's still alive. She's 65 years
oh,
old.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow.
Huh? And she hails from Sand Springs, Oklahoma. See how it all ties in?
Yeah.
Oh, she's been in tons of stuff.
See what?
She's been in tons of stuff since Ferris Bueller.
Hmm.
Well, anyway, good for her.
I'll tell you what, Jay. Here's what's funny. I thought this was hilarious. I went to the Google Mobile. You know, I don't watch TV anymore. I watch sports and news, and I wondered why that happened. Well, I think it happened when I was 18, because I looked up the most popular shows of 1983. Number one was Dallas. Number one was Dallas. And then you
loved
got
it.
Then you got Knight Rider.
Oh, yeah. Don't
Little
Hassle
House
Them Off.
Little House on the Prairie. Magnum P.I., Three's Company. Oh, God. Chips. It's no wonder I don't watch TV anymore. I was tainted in 1983.
Well, you know what the number one TV show of 86 was?
What?
The Cosby Show, of course.
Ugh. That is one of the most pretentious shows ever.
I watched it every week. But I'll tell you, you know why I watched it, though?
Why?
Because coming up right after Cosby was Family Ties and Justine Bateman. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You had a little thing for Justine, did you?
Just a little. A little. And, of course, Murder, She Wrote was huge in 1986.
And Angela Lansbury is
hot. Oh, yeah.
Her droopy doll. Her droopy doll. Ugh.
Yeah, trouble seemed to follow her around it, though, wherever she went. And, man, Crabapple Cove, or wherever it was a dangerous, dangerous place.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that.
No, not at all.
Out of a burg named Crabapple Cove, but, yeah.
Which, actually, I think that was Crabapple Cove is where... No, that was hers. Where was Hawkeye Pierce from?
No. Was it? Oh, God, Jay, you need to stop Googling on air.
I got to Google. I got to know this one.
Oh, God. This is some good radio, right? Yes,
no,
it was.
See?
I think.
Hawkeye was from Crabapple Cove.
Oh, well, it all ties together.
And Murder, She Wrote was in Cabot Cove.
Oh, Cabot Cove. Okay.
There we go. Okay, I'm glad we settled that.
I have to.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can laugh, but I guarantee you the anywhere from 3,000 to 6,000 people listening to this show would be right there on their computers going, damn it, I got to look it up now. Where the hell was it?
Or so, the negative 5,000 people.
Or as we experienced on, what, Thursday of this week?
Yes.
A sudden,
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what was another big TV show in 1983, The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, God.
Catherine Bach. Ugh.
Do I have to admit to watching that? Yes, yeah, I did. But I only watched it for Catherine Bach, not the not the redneckness of it. But you know what else was big in 86?
What?
Night Court.
Oh, that was a good show.
Marky Post.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Marky.
Oh, yeah. John Larroquette, Harry Anderson. Yeah. And, of course, Newhart.
Oh, yeah.
Not the original Bob Newhart show, but the second Newhart show.
Which was funny.
Oh, it was funny. It wasn't quite as good as the original.
No, but...
Suzanne Plachette, but it was... It was good.
Yeah,
it was
amusing.
And Tom Post... Daryl, and his other brother, Daryl.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, Jay. I actually did research. And I was looking up people who were born in 1965 when I was. Man, there's a cadre of some talented people.
Well, that's not surprising.
Robert Downey Jr.,
there you go.
Much like me.
Troubled youth.
Well, troubled youth in their 40s. Kevin James.
All right.
Ben Stiller.
There you go.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, and there's a pattern developing.
Yes, there is. And then we soothe it out with Diane Lane.
Oh, yes.
Yes. There is, at number 7, an unfortunate one. It would be One Horse Face, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, that's very unfortunate.
Yes. Jamie Gertz, though.
Oh, okay. See, now we're improving things.
Yeah, now we're getting back into the hotness. And then, of course, Chris Rock.
There you go. Chris Rock, funniest man to walk the earth right now.
And then I was looking at 1968. You're in some good company, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Like?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, see?
Uh-huh.
It was a year of hotness.
Yeah. Oh, it gets hotter. Hugh Jackman.
Ooh.
Now dig this.
The ladies love him.
Yes. Will Smith.
Yep. I knew Will Smith was the same age as me.
And I know you'll like this one. Lucy Liu.
There you go, see?
Uh-huh.
How you doing, old baby?
And then one of my favorites. Oh, Jane Krakowski.
Oh, that's the only reason I watch 30 Rock.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and then one more, Jay. Born in 1968. Right around your birthday. Tracy Lords.
Oh, well, good old Tracy.
Yes.
Tracy's okay, I guess. She's no Kobe Ty. But oh, well, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
See? So we just kind of continue the tradition of all their talent.
Yeah.
And success. In the entertainment industry. I don't know if they have people following them on Twitter and saying, thanks for the follow, and linking to their website and then unfollowing, but...
No, I'm sure they don't.
Probably not.
That's really rubbing you the wrong way, isn't it?
Oh, it's one of the more annoying things that people do. They follow someone, they get followed back, and they say, hey, thanks for the follow, and they give a link to their website, and then they unfollow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very annoying. This one was super annoying. Super annoying. But I'll get over it.
I know you will, because you're a professional.
Oh, yeah, of course. So, oh, I forgot about something I took part in when I was 18.
Oh, really?
Hands Across America.
Oh, God, you did not.
Oh, I did.
Why?
I did. You should have seen the hotties that were going.
Well, we're all okay. Going okay,
I don't know.
I can understand
that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I rode all the way down and back with Carrie Ruff. I'm like that. Be rough with her or something. I'd like to play in her rough. Okay, no, we'll move on. Anyway, we rode all the way down there and they had a bus way down in the Arkansas Delta, south of Pine Bluff even. And we stood out there on a road being attacked by mosquitoes. And it was like 85 degrees and 137% humidity. And we held hands for 15 minutes. And we were a part of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And we were fighting for, I don't know, world peace or racial diversity or... Oh, it was hunger, wasn't it? I think it was... whatever it was, I hope we took care of that little problem.
You know, Jay,
yeah,
it's a little late in the game. However, it's time.
Well, if we're in the final 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Tea break with Smoop.
How you doing?
Swell. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
He just couldn't make that final 2.5 minutes, could he?
He could not do the final 2.5.
Was he doing the little dance, you know,
he
standing
was.
There with, you know.
You know, like little kids. Holding
yeah,
little,
little kids you see in the store. Mommy, I got to pee.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, did you enjoy high school?
No, I really didn't.
Nah,
until I was a senior. Then I kind of ruled the roost.
Were you a pink lady?
No.
Oh.
But if I was walking out the front door and the truant officer was there, he'd go, where are you going? I said, I'm leaving. He'd go, all right.
All right. Just wondering. Jeez, don't bite my head off.
No. No, I never enjoy school.
Yeah. No, school said I only skipped one time, though, that I can think of. Well, they told us that we could miss. We could miss 8 days.
Uh-huh.
And, which is, you know, an awesome policy to have. And if you miss more than 8 days, then... you know, something bad might happen to you. So basically they were like, feel free to skip 8 times this year.
I only skipped senior skip day.
Yeah. Yeah. We did the senior skip day and they always threatened everybody, we will suspend you. We will suspend you if you do that. And then of course they never did.
No, we went down to the beach and got sunburnt.
Yep. Went up to Bull Souls Lake.
Oh, hang on, then.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
Oh, I didn't want to have an accident on air, Jay.
No, we can't have that.
No. Well, we could. It would be funny.
Yeah.
Probably more so if we were on TV.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, right, we're almost out of time.
Yes,
we are. Seconds remaining.
Okay. And I will talk to you on Wednesday.
I reckon so.